From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Jeffrey Copeland, said today there may be another anthrax letter in the postal system that has not yet been found. Copeland says it's unlikely that the one known piece of anthrax-tainted mail in the Washington, D.C. area, the one sent to Senator Tom Daschle, could have contaminated the variety of mail facilities that have now tested positive for anthrax spores. Today, officials announced that anthrax bacteria have been discovered at the remote mail site for the U.S. Supreme Court.
The man charged with overseeing the nation's response to the anthrax attacks and other threats is Tom Ridge, the new director of Homeland Security. He has won some early praise, and he has bipartisan support, but some lawmakers and others worry that he might not have enough authority to get the job done. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Tom Ridge has encountered more in his first 18 days on the job than almost anyone could have imagined. Just as the nation's airports were being secured, the mail was attacked. Then what seemed a fairly limited threat involving a few letters grew into a far more insidious assault on the U.S. postal system. At the same time, Ridge has been trying to figure out what's needed to protect the country against other unknown threats. Ridge says he knew the job would be difficult, but he's confident it can be done. He says he's been given a broad mandate by the president and talks to Mr. Bush many times a day.
There's some concern about my office and whether I need statutory authorization. I certainly have access. I believe I have the authority, the president, and I know I've got the authority.
But not everyone's so sure. Access is one thing. Getting hundreds of federal, state, and local agencies, as well as the private sector, to work together is another. Ridge had an early lesson in what he was up against when law enforcement and health officials this week began pointing fingers at each other about who was sharing information with whom and whether more coordination might have meant quicker action to protect postal workers. Ridge called those involved to the White House on Wednesday night to sort out any differences and to come up with a coherent message for a worried nation. He told reporters that agencies have been working together all along, but that more cooperation is required every day.
And I thought it was important to have the meeting last night, not just with the principals, but with the scientists that we're all relying upon in order to consolidate whatever information we have and to see if we can further accelerate the process of answering the questions that America seeks from the administration.
Randy Larson is director of the Answer Institute for Homeland Security in Virginia. He helped to organize a counterterrorism exercise last year called Dark Winter, and says one of the biggest lessons learned was how important it is to communicate effectively with the public.
Some of our leaders, that people like Sam Nunn and Governor Frank Keating that played in that exercise, they were a little, you know, do I have enough information yet to do the press conference? Well, the press is going to be reporting things to the American public, so you better be up there giving them the information you have. And it's okay to say we don't know right now, but you have to establish that credibility.
Larson says he thinks Ridge has been pretty good at that so far, given the rapid development of events. He says he's more concerned about the long run. He wonders if the new director of Homeland Security will be able to go beyond coordinating the government response to attacks and come up with a national strategy to secure the country well into the future. And will he have the power to get everyone to go along?
And that's going to be his biggest fight inside the government. I think defeating Al-Qaeda will be easier than the bureaucratic challenges that he will face.
Many lawmakers have similar concerns and want to strengthen Ridge's office by giving him statutory authority and control over spending at the dozens of agencies involved in Homeland Security. Both Ridge and President Bush say they don't think this is necessary. This week, they held meetings at the White House with almost two dozen lawmakers to ask that they hold off, at least for a while. Ridge told them he needs more time to figure out for himself what authority he needs and how the government might be reorganized. Republican Senator Fred Thompson says he agrees the current structure is unmanageable, but that now is not the time for radical change.
In the short run, anyway, the president certainly can direct the agencies and the departments to do what's necessary, and it can be implemented by Governor Ridge.
Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman says he's not sure that will work and plans to still push this year for legislation to strengthen Ridge's job.
Suddenly we have an anthrax attack, and we've just had no experience with it. And I do think that we're going to be much better off in the long run if fewer people are speaking, hopefully, besides the president, of course, the one person, Governor Ridge.
He says Ridge has everyone's support right now, but Lieberman worries what will happen in the months ahead when the sense of urgency wears off and the need for homeland defense is as great as ever. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.